The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's another hour of What's On Your Mind. Williston Basin Petroleum Conference kicking off today. 1 o'clock is the official event to start. There are actually a lot of various folks loading in. All the there'll be 530 different vendors there. Can you believe that? Pretty amazing. So they're all loading in as we speak right now. And keynote speaker is Sean Hannity of the Fox News Channel. Going to talk about getting America back to work. We can do that. We can do that in a lot of ways, and you know, that's what Don Barry was talking about last hour, one of the presenters. I mean, the amount of possibilities here for every corner, not only of North Dakota, but really for the Northern Plains, are really limitless when you talk about a play that lasts this long. And that's why it's kind of fascinating to talk about, hey, why aren't we specifically producing, you know, rubber here? Because, you know, there's petroleum products, oil and gas products in rubber. Let's make them here and ship them to the tire manufacturers. And then people can go to work every day and make rubber. You know, all kinds of other things. Fertilizer and all these byproducts, which means jobs, prosperity, growth. I think we want that, don't we? 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number to let us know what's on your mind today. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Brought to you in part today by the North Dakota Farm Bureau, ndfb.org, to find out more about them and all of the great opportunities to save some dollars. That's right. Membership has a lot of benefits. In fact, if you go through the list on the membership benefits, I can find 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 dozens and dozens of examples where with just one purchase, you pay for your entire membership for an entire year with the North Dakota Farm Bureau, which is already just an incredibly great value. So check it out at ndfb.org. All right, couple of things we're chatting about. We spent a little time last hour in a request for Native Americans to speak out on whether or not the controversy is warranted here over this T-shirt flap at the University of North Dakota, or whether you would rather see meetings at the state capitol, which there was yesterday about this, where Native American leaders were calling for students to be expelled over a T-shirt, believe it or not, and where we have university system officials and University of North Dakota officials talking about racism on campus, whether you'd like their attention and efforts focused in areas that will make a difference on something much bigger. I just want that basic question asked. So, again, I'm admitting I'm saying all this as a 49-year-old white guy. So if I'm missing blatant racism on campus or throughout the state or on every street corner, please let me know. One emailer says on this point, it's Scott's fault. Troy says that most of these kids were NDSU students. Were they not? I don't know that. I've heard they're not all UND students. I don't know, you know, I've heard some were not students at all, but do they get suspended too then? This is ridiculously overblown and fueled by the media, which I'm sorry to say includes you, Scott Hinnom. This story is no longer worthy of media attention, yet here we are because of a few loud, squeaky wheels that complain about everything. All right, well, fair point. I guess the reason I'm raising it is I believe there is a mob mentality going on about this right now, and that higher ed officials and others feel compelled to respond to it. And I think, quite honestly, if Native Americans push back on this, in the real world, not the ones that that live for controversies like this so they can get a paycheck and need more victims out there so they can, you know, continue to build empires. I'm talking about real folks going about doing the, you know, everyday work to make this state and this country a better place, and others speak out so this mob mentality can end. So I'm coming at this from a little different angle. By the way, the VA controversy is growing as well. We have a question up about that on our Facebook page. Should someone be fired? Would you, you know, talk about where a pound of flesh is appropriate? What we know now about what was going on at the VA, about veterans dying while they are on secret wait lists. And we have bureaucracy run amok here. And the administration was warned in 2008 during its transition about these problems. Senator Obama himself said in 2007 it was time to end deplorable conditions at some VA hospitals. Where does the buck stop with this administration? You can weigh in on that, too, at 800-228-0550. Let's get to the phones here on these or any other topics on your mind today. Della in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Hey, Della.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Excuse me. Thanks for taking my call. And I could always comment on a number of topics, but specifically, I called about your guest, who's very enjoyable, Mr. Don Barry.
Yes.
And I realize that they've done studies, and these are all projections, but I was wondering if we could find out. He said that the potential for investors was extremely good. So I wondered if he had the ROI, for the return on investment, that's expressed in a percentage usually. So if you put in $1, how much you get back, or $10,000, how much you get back. How that is paid, and what the contact point is for pursuing that further for anyone that might like to invest.
And I don't know how deep they went into that particular area. They're obviously talking about the opportunity here.
Yes.
They're saying, you know, here's the opportunity that exists, and it takes execution, it takes a lot of dollars. But, for instance, let's just take rubber, okay? Now, the folks that make rubber and ship them to Goodyear and all the tire manufacturers out there, BF Goodrich and all the rest, you know, they get the industry. They get the ROI. And so they would quickly say, you know, gosh, okay, you have the infrastructure I need. You can get the rubber to the tire manufacturer. I can get employees out there. You've got a community willing to, you know, pull out the stops to help us find a location and the employees and everything else. Gosh, we want to do this. And so I think what this report has done, and the state through the Department of Commerce has funded the research on this, and they're going to be presenting it in great detail at the Department of Commerce in June, and we'll know more then. I think, you know, maybe some of those answers could be.
Sure. That's a very good example. I'm glad you picked rubber. My uncle was, for nearly his whole career, he was an engineer, but he rose to become one of the 8 or 9 vice presidents of Goodyear and was in that position for about 40 years. So he would travel to the large rubber plantations from which Goodyear would derive its U.S. rubber supply, and that was South America, India, and Indonesia. And in fact, he lived with Prince Sukarno in Indonesia for about 2 years in the palace there. And they have, Goodyear had huge rubber plantations in all of those areas. So I don't know if they're making strictly, you know, synthetic rubber now. I'm not a chemist, and things have changed. But that rubber would be transported primarily to Birmingham, Alabama. It would come in by ship, and then it would go to the points of manufacturing. They mentioned Ohio, and that certainly was one. So, you know, if they could eliminate all or some of that shipping, that would be tremendous.
Of course it would, and that's the point. You're putting the manufacturing of this stuff at the location of the feedstock, and again, maybe Grafton decides to be the rubber capital of North Dakota, right? New Salem is going to be the you know, the petrochemical hub. There's just opportunity outside of the oil patch here that I think is worthy of exploring in great detail. And Della, your rubber example with your family connection here makes good sense. Appreciate the call, and stay tuned for more. We're going to follow this closely because a lot of neat opportunities there. Jerry's on the road listening on K-Fire. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jerry.
Hey, thanks very much, gentlemen. Appreciate the time. Concern comes in with the idea that we're
I lost you after concern there, Jerry. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you good. Can you hear me?
Now I can. Yeah, I did. Just after you said the concern about blank,
okay.
I lost you. So start over.
Okay. I turned my head. Sorry. My concern lies in the fact that while I'm not a tree hugger, I'm also not against economic development and people getting rich and whatever, but when I drive to Fargo, it's nothing but asphalt and concrete. When I drive to Grand Forks, it's asphalt and concrete. What is going on within all these plans? I have heard nothing yet about the ecological stuff that should be considered. Governor Arling spent millions and millions of hours of his time and his administration to make sure that we protect North Dakota. Yet nothing is being discussed. Nothing's in the plans that I'm aware of that anybody's even concerned about that anymore. It's, let's make money. Let's hurry up, get to North Dakota, make thousands of millions of dollars. And it's just, I don't know if anybody's really keeping the perspective. North Dakota is a fantastic, beautiful state. You cannot find another state as beautiful as North Dakota, yet we're willing to allow all these outside interests, worldwide interests, if you would, investors that have no concept, don't live here, don't breathe our air, could come in and just rape us, basically.
Oh,
rape
wow.
Our land.
I mean, I think rape is the wrong word, Jerry. I mean, I would push back on that. First of all, obviously, got to have responsible development. I think folks in the oil patch would say, boy, a lot of this has happened fast. We've not had a chance to catch our breath. There's challenges, you know, road construction. So I don't want to be a Pollyanna here. On the other hand, I think we have the pioneer spirit in North Dakota to say, okay, opportunity, let's match it with responsible use. No different than a farmer does.
I understand that too, Scott. But at the same time, we're not having North Dakota people do all this. It's outside interests that are coming in to make a fast buck in North Dakota. When the opportunity is gone, they're gone. And rubber manufacturing, come on, really? I don't understand all that. And again,
well, again, who's going to make the rubber? It's going to be North Dakotans. It's going to be people who live here, work here, provide for their families. Hang on, Jerry. We'll finish this on the other side of the break because I push back against the idea of rape here. We'll talk more about it.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The checkoff is putting its weight behind a new kind of soybean oil that will win back lost demand in the food market. New high oleic soybean varieties are expected to help secure and expand U.S. soybean oil demand and increase U.S. soybean farmers' profitability. High oleic oil does not contain trans fat and therefore is better for food, biodiesel, lubricants, and cosmetics. Customers are looking for a widely adapted soybean oil that works well for their applications. As an industry, we can offer them a solution with high oleic. The goal is to have 18 million acres of high oleic soybeans planted by 2023. If this goal is achieved, the value of soybeans is expected to increase by 66 cents per bushel for all U.S. soybean farmers.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover. Featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
What's on your mind? 20 past the hour. The caller elected not to continue the conversation. But one of the questions I was going to ask, first of all, I think the idea that, you know, okay, what's going on in North Dakota is letting a lot of out-of-state companies come here and just rape us and then leave is really not in any way, shape, or form descriptive of the picture. I mean,
we have to use that word.
Are there out-of-state investments that are coming in here? And yes, no question about it, because when you have the billions and billions of dollars in everything that are happening here, you're going to have, I guess technically Hess, even though they've been here since 1950, expanded gas plant yesterday, talked about, lion's share of their $1 billion in capital expenditures going for the expansion of the plant in Tioga. And John Hess was here, the head of Hess Oil. Well, they're a New York company, I guess, right? And that's out of state. But they've been here since 1950. How many people work for Hess? So is that now, quote unquote New York money? No, it's us. It's, the people here that are living here, that are working here, and I am an advocate for more and more building of community. But his first line was that we're becoming this jungle of asphalt and concrete, and that's all I see. And help me here, because I have no idea what the statistics would be, but would you not guess that if we were to measure all these square footage, square miles of asphalt and concrete, that we would be in like the lowest 10% of states in the country? I would think we would be. All right. How much open space remains in North Dakota, even now, with the oil and gas development that's going on? I have a friend of mine that flies over the oil play in Texas a lot. And he said, you guys have more open space as the number two oil and gas producer, approaching now 1 million barrels a day. And you have a kind of a contained area in northwest North Dakota where this is happening. And even in that contained area, it's spread out. Which, by the way, is one of the reasons we have the challenges we have of getting the infrastructure in place and the roads and everything else, because it is very spread out. So my point is this. There is a lot of open space that remains amid the asphalt and concrete. The asphalt and the concrete serve a purpose to provide for jobs and economic activity that help families and communities grow and stay here. I think that's a good thing. Okay. And I would venture to say that even with this boom, we still are in a very, very, a good place with the ratio of open space to asphalt and concrete. And I think sometimes you can grab a newspaper, watch an evening newscast, and get the idea that it's, out of control. I just reject that. A couple of calls that came in on topics we've been discussing earlier on the T-shirt controversy. Should I call it that? We need a name for this. T-shirt gate or something.
Super gate.
There you go. Super gate. I like that one better. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's one of those calls. Roll it.
Hi, my name is Tim. I have one question. Why is it that a native can wear a native pride shirt, but a white person cannot wear a white pride shirt? And there's any difference between that or the racism of the shirt that they're talking about that these young gentlemen wore in Grand Forks?
I don't know. Let's have somebody that maybe is offended by either one of the shirts.
So should I walk around in an Ucha Norwegian pride shirt then and see what the reaction is?
I'm saying when you are down to the level of being offended by a T-shirt, versus what I perceive to be real racism. I don't like you because of the color of your skin, race, color, creed, hatred.
But I think what his point was, can we walk around in a white pride shirt or something? And I'm thinking, okay, I'll wear Ufta Norwegian pride, and I'm sure I'll get laughed at, that's fine.
All right, a pearl of wisdom from Ray and Mandan, who called off the air. Ray, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, this is race, man. And they own this racist, so-called racist stuff. Why do white men marry Indian women, and why do Indian men marry white women if they're so racist? I don't know what's going on here.
Well, again, I don't follow your logic there, but an individual can be a racist, regardless of the color of their skin. I think what Ray is suggesting is that all white people are racist against Native American people, and all Native American people are racist against white people. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's
as stupid a statement as the T-shirt. But again, I don't think it should take the amount of attention and energy and capital meetings and university meetings and you know, it's overblown. It's time to turn the page.
Got you to talk about it, though, didn't it?
Yeah, I did. And a lot of comments on our Facebook page about this. Troy says most of these kids were NDSU students. Well, that's the second time we've heard that. I don't know that we have any. We don't have any information on these students.
I don't remember that being the case. I mean, it's possible, but I doubt that.
I know some of the Native American tribal leaders, yesterday, asked the university officials, President Kelly and others at the state capitol meeting, for more information, and he said he's not at liberty to say because, you know, of privacy, you know, and rules that govern now. Jim, on the road listening on KFIRE, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, hey, fellas, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm just coming from the conference. I just checked it out, and I'm just driving around looking for work at the moment. And I just want to say that having lived in different parts of the country throughout my life, I'm 50 years old now. Don't worry about I just see the growth in this area is fantastic, and people shouldn't worry about it. As long as it doesn't grow too quickly and it's done well and you don't let your politicians sell out and give people free rides, companies come in and get a lot of free rides. There's certainly more than enough space out here for everyone. And what's going on in this country, in this particular spot of the country, is amazing compared to places like Texas or the East Coast or the West Coast. And you've got a little gem going on here. It's beautiful. And you don't have to worry about, you don't certainly have to worry about it getting too crowded.
Yeah, I think we're a long way from worried about it getting too crowded, right? With less than 700,000 people here and a lot of open space left. But I think, you know, to your point, Jim, it is a little gem here. A gem not without challenges. You can't have the level of growth and the economic engine that is North Dakota right now and not have challenges. And I would venture to say some people would argue that it's happened too quickly in the oil patch. But the beauty of, for instance, this study we spent some time on talking about all the value-added opportunities. Okay, there's a study to say, here's the opportunity. Now let's match up folks that make these various products and have communities present what they have, and you've got time to do some of this. So this is the spinoff that I think will be a great thing now.
And can I just make one other point? Is that this particular industry, the idea of manufacturing and down to earth, if you don't grow it, you got to mine it. That's what made this country great. And as much as we've embraced the service industry in the last 20 years and electronics, this is ultimately what kept this country strong. And we should never walk away from it. And here's our chance, I think, redouble back. Do it clean. Do it so that it's safe for the environment. But yet, do it. Because this is what's going to give this country the strength and give my grandkids jobs in the future as well.
Couldn't agree with you more, Jim. Appreciate the call. Jay in Grand Forks, when we come back, knows some of the students personally in that incident at UND. Plus, Attorney General Wayne Stengem. Coming up on What's On Your Mind.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hey, folks, it's Scott Hennon here. Make today the day you book a Chase break. Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. It's your spot for some unbelievable May savings. Get a load of this deal. While they last, $59 a night, any classic room, any night at Chase on the Lake. Call right now, 888-CHASE-06, or go online to chaseonthelake.com to book this incredible deal. Super savings in May at Chase on the Lake. Here's another deal. Now through June 19th, you get a classic hotel room with free 2 hours of watercraft, that's speedboat, pontoon, or wave runners, or bike rental, free, $119 per night, Sunday through Thursday, anytime between now and June 19th. Book that right now, 888-CHASE-06. Or the Friday and Saturday night deal, $298 for a classic hotel room for your weekend stay, plus get half off the half-day watercraft rentals. That's through June 19th. ChaseOnTheLake.com or call 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06. Call or book online now.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bodies.
byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What's on your mind? The Attorney General of the great state of North Dakota, Wayne Stengel, going to join us momentarily. Your calls, questions, and comments. Welcome from Jay in Grand Forks. Has been waiting, and Jay claims to know some of the individuals that are part of this T-shirt controversy at UND. Jay, thanks
you mean
for
Supergate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Sorry, Supergate.
Hey.
Jay, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. I'm good. I've heard you guys talking about this off and on, and I've always been on my way to work, so I haven't been able to throw in my two cents on this. And I know it's absolute insanity, the proportions that this thing has gone to, absolutely crazy. But I just need to, say something, because I know some of these kids personally, and I know what the story is with this whole thing. The only thing they had in mind when they were doing this was the whole idea when they put those shirts on was, we'll be drunk by noon. They are the most non-racist people I know. One of them thought it was just a funny play on words. His Twitter account was, named, after the hockey team. And, some of them actually are Native. There are at least two of them that are part Sioux. And like I said, I haven't heard anyone actually, say anything for them. And I felt like I needed to say something. The one girl that had mentioned about, previously before the event had occurred, had said, she was actually really, really worried about the shirt being, bringing up controversy. And she was like, her friend had made them, and she was like, I'll wear it, but, I hope no one's offended, but I can see where someone might be. So that's when she had mentioned that on her Twitter. She was, she's saying it was a note of concern and irony. Of course, it doesn't read that way. Post. Also, they never wore those shirts outside of one girl's home. They didn't parade around in them. They weren't saying, hey, look at these, and someone posted a picture on Twitter, and that's where it went from there.
And
so
by the way,
I just needed to...
Yeah, appreciate it. One quick thing I want to clarify is, are they UND students?
Not all of them. I think two of them are.
Two are UND
also,
students, and
yep,
the rest
and
are...
They never once even stepped on campus property. The whole time they wore those shirts, they were
this
one girl's home.
Bunch of college kids being super drunk, that's it.
And somebody...
S-U-P-E-R drunk.
Yeah. And somebody said that more of them were NDSU students. Do you know if some were NDSU students?
I think maybe one of them might have been.
Okay.
I know there are a couple of their friends that had come up from Fargo. I don't know their Fargo friends, but I know the like about four of them, in particular. Well, it's five of them. I think one of them didn't make it in the picture. But,
all right, Jay. Well, we appreciate you sharing
yeah,
that.
I feel bad
more
that they're. Well, and they're taking such guff for it too.
Yeah, it's getting overblown. That's, I think, been the consensus from folks today. There are much more important issues that we ought to be dealing with. Appreciate you calling and sharing that with us today on the program. Our next guest is the Attorney General of the great state of North Dakota, Wayne Stengem. He, by the way, will be among the speakers at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference as well. We talked to one of the keynoters last hour, and here's another gentleman that will be chatting. We're going to chat with him about that and some other things in the news as well. Welcome back, Wayne. How are you?
Oh, very good. Good to be with you, Scott. Looking forward to this conference. It's always very good, and it gets better and better every year.
What will your message be there?
I'm going to talk about how good things are in North Dakota, but also mention that with a word of caution that there are some things we have to be careful of and watch out for. There are, you know, not everything is good, though on balance it is a very good thing for the state of North Dakota, but we're equal to the challenge here in North Dakota. We're used to dealing with all kinds of issues, and we're going to be able to withstand this, and we'll come out even stronger than we are.
Yeah, that's the one thing I think you really want people to understand, with this amount of economic activity, this amount of growth, there's going to be issues. But the question is, are we up to the challenge, right? And I like our odds. I mean, that's the one thing that I think gets lost sometimes in all this.
You know, I always remind people, you know, we're North Dakotans. We've dealt with disasters. This isn't a disaster, but we have dealt with locusts and blizzards and drought and floods and prairie fires. All of those things and come out on top. We sure can handle prosperity, and given the time, and we will need some more of that. We have the resources to meet the challenge, and we will.
Questions or comments for Wayne or work? Welcome on the program. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. I wanted to ask you about a couple of things that have been in the news recently. We chatted yesterday with Williston Mayor Ward Kozer and talked specifically about some housing developments, one a trailer park and another an apartment complex, in which the rents had risen to the point where the residents were coming to the City Commission of Williston saying, do something. City Commission has said, we're going to ask our Attorney General what we have in the way of tools here. And so I know that request is before you. Are there things that can be done to regulate rents by
you know, I have to say, I read the newspaper articles and listened to your show from time to time, but I have not gotten any requests from the city of Williston asking for my input or advice or suggestions on anything yet. So I assume that might be coming. I don't know if they want to ask whether there's rent control authority under state law. There isn't. But beyond that, I don't know exactly what their questions are. But I certainly want to help Williston out, their elected officials and the folks up there where we can. But I haven't seen any questions. So I guess until I actually get a question, it's hard to tell you what the answer might be.
The term gouging is used from time to time and by folks that complain about this, and the mayor actually did yesterday say, hey, you know, there are some examples of that. It's not prevalent, but there are some examples of that. Is there something in the on the books now in the way of laws against gouging, and how do you define that?
There is not. We get those more frequently when gas prices fluctuate and go up and ask us to see what the state of North Dakota can do within the statutes that we have as far as gouging. And there is nothing. There are no statutes that limit what prices you can charge for gasoline or rent or any of those things.
If, in fact, this request comes from the city of Williston and says, you know, Mr. Attorney General, what tools do we have? What can we do? Should there be New York-like rent controls in North Dakota, in your view?
You know, in my view, those kinds of things typically don't work over the long haul. They can very easily have the exact opposite effect of stifling what it is that we need. We need to build into this development up in the oil patch. We need to make sure that we're having robust development of new housing and apartments and all of those kinds of things. You don't want to take the opposite approach and do something that winds up doing the opposite, which is to stifle growth. And as you know, they are building an incredible amount of new housing up there, both with assistance from the Housing Finance Agency and private developers and others, and that's a good thing. And I think we're going to build into this shortage of housing, not in the not too distant future.
Another story I want to ask you about was the recently announced decision to continue the appeal on the heartbeat legislation that passed in the last legislative session. First of all, is anything different happening with the challenges to these laws that you anticipated would happen?
No, nothing is happening that's different than what we anticipated. You know, the legislature passed a number of laws, both last session and then one or two the session before that, and we're, of course, defending them. But nothing is happening that's unexpected. When the heartbeat law that you're talking about that we're now appealing was passed, that was well regarded by the legislature, I think, and by the governor, who even said so when he signed it, that this is an effort to test the limits of Roe versus Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey, the controlling the statutes. And when the issue came before Judge Hovland, he properly said, you know, his actions are controlled by existing precedent. What is hoped by the legislature is that the Supreme Court will, or an appellate court at least, will revisit the issue. And so nothing unexpected has happened at this point. And we're going to pursue the appeal because I'm obligated to do that. And I know I heard from both sides, believe me, before I announced that we were going to pursue this appeal. But I think that it's important that people understand that the statutes of North Dakota, I want to quote it, deals with what the Attorney General's responsibilities are. And it says the Attorney General shall appear and defend all actions and proceedings against any state officer in the Attorney General's official capacity in any court of the state or of the United States. So we're being sued, and even for those people who are unhappy that we're pursuing the appeal, I always want to ask them, what if it was a law you liked, and an Attorney General, one person, decided not to pursue an appeal and overturn the expressed will of the entire legislative assembly?
Yeah, so it seems to me we seem to sort of have a group of folks that want to relitigate this every time, and that's why I asked the question I did about whether or not you expected this. I think you did, and I think the legislature did, yeah. And the idea is to go out and challenge it and push the limits of the law, you know.
That's right. And that's what that was well stated by sponsors of the bill. It was well documented in the legislative history, and as I mentioned, when the governor signed the bill, he said the same thing.
A question for you on Measure One, which would add protection for unalienable right to life, mentioned in the actual Constitution of the state of North Dakota. If that were to pass, would that take away some of your work here in appealing all these things? Would that clarify things and allow judges to do less of what Judge Corwin did in
you know, that's hard for me to say. We have another issue that's before the North Dakota Supreme Court right now, and that answers the question of whether, or that will, we expect, answer the question of whether the North Dakota Constitution provides for a right to an abortion. We know what the U.S. Supreme Court said in Roe versus Wade. There is a federal constitutional right to an abortion. The North Dakota Supreme Court, I would suspect any week, will come out with their decision on that, and that will help to define where we proceed from there under the state constitution. But of course, you always have these federal constitutional issues that we have to deal with as well.
And, that's why I was thinking Measure One. If it's there, it's hard to find a different part of the Constitution that then gives you the right, because it would be black and white right there. I would think that'd be helpful from a legal standpoint, would it?
Well, but the Supreme Court may be helpful when they issue their opinion in the appeal that we now have pending. That case was argued back in December, and so usually it takes 4, 5, 6 months for an opinion from the North Dakota Supreme Court to come out. So that could be any time now, and that might be dispositive of the issue as far as the state constitution is concerned.
Take all the clarity we can get, right? Attorney General Wayne Stengem, our guest on the program. Thanks for joining us, Wayne. We'll see you at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference next couple of days.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You know all about the North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's best truck wash in Stanley, North Dakota. But now they have detailing services, and Megan is on the phone, the manager, to tell us more. What do you do, Megan?
Yes, as you had mentioned, we are starting to offer interior detailing services. So that involves both pickup trucks and semi-trucks. We do request that you make an appointment beforehand. You can give us a call at 701-628-1550.
They're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week now at North Dakota Truck Wash on the Truck Bypass south of Stanley, just south of the Pinnacle Senex. Thanks, Megan.
Beautify your North Dakota home with the look of the West. Visit the new Montana Furniture and Mercantile Showroom in Bismarck. Find unique furnishings crafted from reclaimed wood, hickory, juniper, old wagon wheels, and they specialize in Western copper, leather, and hide. It's furniture built to last. Rugged, beautiful furnishings in the new Montana Furniture and Mercantile Showroom. Find them on the Gulch Block, 508 Main Street in Bismarck.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
I got you a Super Scott shirt. Would you wear it?
I don't want to be the subject of meetings in the state capitol and protests on the campus of UND. And no,
yeah. Super Scott.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, we are broadcasting from the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference for the balance of the week here. At a couple of the keynote speakers today on the program. I want to thank our sponsors for our coverage of the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. Montana Furniture and Mercantile, Larson Engineering, and Ike Bailey. And by the way, today, a great opportunity to learn all kinds of things about the Bakken. at the Bakken Educational Sessions that are free and open to the public. It's taking place at the ballroom of the Ramkota Hotel, 1:30 to 3:30 and 3:30 to 5 today. Of course, most of the activities are the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference starting this afternoon at the Bismarck Civic Center. But these are, a session you want to take in, free and great resources. So really encourage you to do that. You ask us why farmers do what they do here on the program, and we get you answers, courtesy of our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. Kirk, a farmer from Arnagard, is here to answer your question, why farmers are so concerned about local county budgets. Tell us, Kirk, would you?
Farmers are concerned about local county budgets because their main source of revenue is from ag land property taxes. Since most of the rural property is owned by farmers, thus they carry most of the burden for the county budget. County commissioners are charged with funding all of the county's needs, plus funding any state mandates for social services and the like. Farmers and ranchers are mainly concerned about the roads and not any amenities that may be funded by the county. To sum it up, farmers and ranchers are concerned about county budgets because they feel property taxes they pay should be used to maintain the infrastructure leading to and surrounding the property being taxed and to service the county residents as a whole and not to fund projects for a select few that ask the commissioners for funding.
Well, I applaud the citizen activism engaging on it. Thanks, Kurt, for the answer. Kirk from Arnagard, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, where we get your questions answered on why farmers do what they do. NDFB.org. All right, Steve in the Bakken, we're going to go to in a moment here. Other calls waiting, our final segment, so whatever, free-for-all here on the bottom line here, wherever you want to know. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. After I tell you about another sponsor, High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealers. Right here in North Dakota. No longer do growers have to worry about complex, clunky, costly sprayers. Because Apache to the rescue, folks. Rugged, dependable, patented technology, world-leading innovation for the modern-day grower. And I tell you what, that Apache is a rare constant you can depend on. They have that mechanical drive that is nothing short of legendary. It's the linchpin of the dependability and the profitability. And Apache owners will rave all day long about it. Cost of ownership, high resale value, new, used, they got you covered. And by the way, the parts for them too, and parts for other sprayers as well. Now, thanks to this ET Ag Center, 50,000 parts on hand. You walk in the door, head to the East Side Court, Southeast of Mandan. I need this. Chances are they're going to have it. If they don't, by the way, to your door in a day or two at most. That's right, direct shipping, so they can take care of you with that all-new ET Ag Center as well. All the parts, not only for Apache sprays, but others as well. Mandan, East Side Court across Mananza, right across Maine in Mandan there in Fargo, too. Give them a call at 701-663-2375, High Plains Apache. All right, let's get to Steve here in the Bakken. Where are you in the Bakken, Steve?
I'm about 30 miles outside of Bismarck coming in for the oil conference.
Well, fantastic. We'll see you there.
Okay. Well, my question is, I relocated here 2 years ago, but I grew up here. I left 30 years ago. And for 2 years, I've heard all these people complain about the growth and outsiders coming in. And do they not remember in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s when everybody was leaving? I graduated UND in 1982. 95% of the college graduates had to leave the state to get a decent job. Now we're relocating back. I've got six close classmates that have all moved back. I've got family members moving back, and it's because of the boom and the growth. And can they not remember what it was like before this happened?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'd love to hear some of those folks answer. I do believe that you're not talking about a majority of folks. You're talking about folks that, don't like change. By and large, conservative, stoic, Scandinavian types, of which represent a lot of our heritage in this part of the world, do not like change, right? So I get that and I understand that, but I think that your question, Steve, is a good one in the sense that we should ask, well, what's the alternative to all this growth and activity and change, right? What is the activity to it? It's tumbleweeds. It's these towns drying up and not building schools, closing schools. So I think it's a fair point.
Yeah, the county I went to school with, same high schools, they're down to two. So that was my thing, and they may not be the majority, but it seems like they're in the paper, they're calling in, they get the press. So it's like I want people to understand, hey, they maybe not change, or I like to make everything personal. Are they disappointed because they're not getting any of that money and it's a little bit, they're a little bit green? And that's all I wanted to say. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Steve. Dave, let's get you in here real quickly. I got 30 seconds for your comment. Go ahead, Dave.
Okay. I work in the oil patch and work for a company that's actually domiciled out of Alaska, but we've been down here for 3 years and located out of Tioga. Commenting regarding that fella Gary's comment about the jobs that are being taken from the folks from that are from North Dakota, well, if we'd sure like to hire them if they're around, because we can't find anybody that's from North Dakota that's looking for work. That's all I got to say.
No, there are more jobs than there are unemployed folks, so you're exactly right. One of the biggest needs for every industry right now is people, human capital. Good point, Dave. Appreciate the call. All right, folks. Thanks for listening. We're live at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference all week at the Bismarck Civic Center. Pat Finkett in for me tomorrow, and then I'll be back Thursday. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years, have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items. Burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza's fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large. Order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley, or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. toxicpharmaceuticals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.